It's 8:40 on a Thursday morning. We're joined now in studio by Northfield Hospital's president and CEO, Steve Underdahl. Steve, thank you so much for coming in today.
Yes, I'm glad to be here.
It's been a while since we've caught up with you, so we want to do that. First of all, how was your summer? Are you able to get a little vacation in?
Talking earlier that, you know, this memory that I have of summers being full of discretionary time is kind of a fiction. Having said that, it was a great summer. So I was thinking, actually, as I was driving here, I think every time you and I have met over the last year or so in our sort of quarterly meetings, mm-hmm. it's been this delightful weather. So I know all the stats professors are listening to your show every day. Remind us that, causation, and correlation aren't the same thing. But I think we got a thing going here.
I think so. Yeah, it's a beautiful day today. It has been. We had a perfect defeat of Jesse James days, and we're heading into fall already. So
yeah.
Let's talk about some of the things that have been going on or will be going on right now at the Northfield Hospital. First of all, I want to mention you've got some longtime physicians that are kind of wrapping up their career.
Right. So our two nearly legendary orthopedic physicians, Dr. Willie and Dr. Shepley, are both planning to retire at the end mm-hmm. of the year. And so this has been an amazing story. These guys, met in medical school, like mm-hmm. on the first day of medical school, and have, really been a fantastic team throughout their entire career. I mean, just when I was a candidate for the CEO job here in Northfield, and people in my old world would ask where I was thinking of going, and I would say, it was interesting how many of them, and I knew a lot of doctors, so a lot of these were docs who would say, oh, that's where Willie and Shepley are. You know, they wouldn't say that's where Carleton College is and St. Olaf and all the other, so we've just been crazy lucky to have these guys working with us over the years.
Yeah, you think back on how many patients. I have no idea how many patients that they've been, but yeah, I've been in town for like 30 years, and I don't know how long they've been here, but it seems like I don't recall a time where somebody didn't say, I've got to go see Dr. Willie, go see Dr. Shepley.
Right. Yeah, I think the reckoning most recently is that they've seen about 150,000 patients, and
wow.
they've done tens of thousands of surgeries. So,
mm-hmm.
so in an era where we're in lots of markets our size, people go to big metropolitan areas to get orthopedic services. We've really had orthopedics as a core competency in not only in Northfield but in Rice County. Period. Largely because we had these two real world class docs that decided to practice here, make their homes in Northfield. It's been a real blessing, and then they've helped build the orthopedic practice more largely. So they've got three. Relatively young partners that they've been working with for a number of years. So the great news for us is, although we're sad these guys are going to be retiring, they've got three really good partners. Dr. Munch, who makes his home here in Northfield, Dr. Hans Bengtsson, who's a Northfield boy done well. He actually met Bob Shepley when he was in the eighth grade,
mm-hmm.
and it started his interest, as the story goes, in becoming an orthopedist. So I just think that's fascinating. When I was in the eighth grade, my long-term goal was sitting next to the right girl in English class.
I might have been trying not to get cooties at that time.
Right, exactly.
Sure, don't even recall.
And Dr. Eric Stromer is their third partner, and these guys are just amazing. So it'll be sad for us to not be working with Brad and Bob every day, but mm-hmm. they will be able to transition to their new partners in a way that'll be seamless for the folks here in Northfield and Faribault.
Now, and those new partners, they have a few years under their belt right now. They're not right off the street.
That's exactly right. These aren't kids out of training. They are all really experienced physicians that are just amazing themselves, and have had the great benefit of working with their senior partners in Willie and Shepley for a number of years. So we'll be sending some things out to the patients of both Brad and Bob probably by the end of the month to sort of let them know what what the drill is going to be and how they're making sure that they understand that we're going to make sure their care remains seamless.
Do they have a last day picked out yet? Or
I think it's at the end of the year. You know, okay. We sort of hold out hope that, you know, we can talk them out of it at the last minute. So.
Get your vacations in early, and they'll be gone after that. Let's talk about, so you have... You continue to grow,
yep.
The clinic's doing. You have some new providers in pediatrics and women's health. Tell us more about that.
Right. I mean, we've been really fortunate for a medical center our size to continue to add folks. We've got Dr. Amy Crosher, who's a new pediatrician that started in August. She's just delightful. She's an Ole. So this is a bit of a homecoming for her. You know, she will, you know, be working with Ben Flannery and Todd Amenrud and that pediatric team. I'm always amazed at these. I got to quit saying this, I suppose, but I'm always amazed at these people that had aren't necessarily townies, but they either went to Carleton or they went to Northfield and circled back to us mm-hmm. either for their professional career or sometimes even in retirement. But that's just an amazing phenomenon that I haven't seen anywhere else before. These people that have this connection, and Amy's certainly one of those. She's going to be a great addition to our pediatric team. And then we had a physician join our practice recently, Dr. Christina Gonzalez-Mendez. Gonzalez-Mendez is a hyphenated name. She's a OB-GYN. Again, young, dynamic, really top-notch physician. She's fluent in Spanish. She's just an astounding addition to our OB-GYN team.
I would imagine being fluent in Spanish, having that background, medical care is explaining the medical process, the care to a patient, even through a translator. It's got to be very difficult if both don't speak the same language, and this is just a huge asset to have.
Right, exactly. And as I understand, it's been explained to me over the years, so much of translation is translating ideas and not words necessarily, because I think mm-hmm. When I think about it, sometimes I'm thinking, okay, well, what is the English equivalent or the Spanish equivalent or the French equivalent for a particular word? Where the mission is really, how am I translating ideas that are accessible to that other person? So having somebody that is fluent in a language is certainly superior to just having a literal translation.
Yeah, no doubt about it.
So we also have a dermatologist, mm-hmm. a new dermatologist, Dr. Pappas, who's going to be starting in our Lakeville clinic, I think the first week of October.
Mm-hmm.
People that are looking for dermatology, these are hard appointments to get. So I'm guessing that by virtue of me saying this on the radio today, we'll get a bunch of calls. But it'd be a better story if I knew all of he's going to be 2 days a week in Lakeville.
Mm-hmm.
Experienced dermatologist that'll be working with our practice up in the Lakeville clinic.
All right, and everything in those outlying clinics, everything going normal or going
yeah.
well?
Yeah, and particularly those South Metro clinics, just I think in part because we've gotten some branding traction up there
mm-hmm.
Over the last couple of years, but also those areas are really growing rapidly and having additional resources is really a nice fit for those rapidly growing, outermost suburbs.
Yeah, and having been up to the Lakeville facility not too long ago, earlier this spring, I see Dr. O'Halloran one
yeah.
day when he was up there. A wonderful facility, really, really top-notch.
Yep, beautiful place.
And I was out just last week. For Meals on Wheels, I hadn't been really to the hospital, I'm trying to think, since in the spring, but noticing the new senior care facility there, you can't help but notice there's big bulldozers and earth movers out there. The construction has begun in earnest for that.
It has, and bless you for doing the Meals on Wheels stuff too, but the project right now is just going full steam ahead. So one of the things that they're really trying to do is get all of the things they need to get done before winter besieges us again. So the 8-year-old in me can barely contain myself from going up and just watching them. They have dedicated a huge amount of people power and machine power to moving a mountain's worth of dirt. They've created retention ponds. There's going to be underground parking. So they're moving just tons and tons of dirt. So again, that that latent 8-year-old part of me just wants to get a lawn chair and a cup of coffee and go watch them every day, which I have to resist doing. But they are making really good progress. I was visiting with the CEO of the guy that's doing the construction, and he said they are already building the walls and things like that are being built off-site. So once this ground work is done, they'll be able to bring in prefabricated cement walls and those kinds of things very mm-hmm. quickly, because, again, they're trying to play beat the clock for, when the ground gets hard and the weather isn't so delightful here.
Yeah, you kind of take for granted, you know, there used to be a field, now it's a building, but all the work that goes into that, there's a curiosity that, yeah, the 8-year-old in you would want to go out there and watch that. But the response for that, have you gotten feedback, I guess, from the Benedictines? Does it look like, we're not nearly ready for patients and for clients to go into the building? It's not even there yet, but has the response been pretty well for it?
Yeah, there are lots of folks, as you might imagine, who have asked us, and we've tried to connect them with our colleagues at the Benedictines to say, how do I go about getting into this place, or how do I go about talking about getting my mom or dad in, or that kind of thing. So the Benedictines have they'll be establishing a sort of a local office here. I think they're in the process of doing that right now. They do have a website that is BLC Northfield, all one word, blcnorthfield.org. We can help connect people at the hospital as well. And I think over the next few months, there'll be more opportunities for folks locally that want to learn more about is this a an option for themselves or one of their family members. They'll be able to do that.
All right. Yeah, that is such an area that's just been booming for a number of years now, the senior care facilities,
right,
and such. And yeah, it's good that they can find out more on that, because the need is going to be there. Once again, we're talking with Steve Underdahl, Northfield Hospital CEO. You had a presence during the defeat of Jesse James days, and when I say you, I mean Northfield Hospital,
right,
and clinics, with something new, a lactation station.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
How did that go?
It went really well. I was grinning at you when you said that. Betsy Spencer and I were talking about this idea early on. I couldn't get Conjunction Junction song out of my head when we talked about the lactation station. So again, back to the 8-year-old part of me, I suppose. But yeah, we really thought about what is the thing that we might do as a medical center that would be helpful,
mm-hmm,
and not just promotional, but, you know, is there a service that we could provide that is helpful? And so that's really where the genesis of the using our new Express Care clinic digs mm-hmm, down on Division as a respite spot and a place for lactation and baby changing and those kinds of things. You know, the wonderful success of defeat of Jesse James days also comes with the fact that it's, you know, once you've hiked from your car,
mm-hmm,
you don't want to hike back to your car unless you're leaving. So folks with little kids or folks with babies, this really becomes kind of a daunting thing. So that was really the genesis of it. And we weren't sure whether folks were going to use this or not, and they did. And so I was really pleased with our team members within Express Care and Women's Health for really being thoughtful about what would be helpful for people that a medical center could do during the celebration. And I just thought this was a simple but kind thing that we offered that I think was really appreciated by those folks that needed it. And it, you know, gave us a little exposure to the folks that, you know, haven't been down Division Street, without a helicopter for a while, reminded them that, you know, all of that renovation's been done down there.
Yeah, that has. You can get through Division Street now, which is a big benefit. 7th Street still kind of a mess,
right,
to say the least. But, boy, the partnership with the location you have at Sterling Drug and the new Express Care Clinic, that really seems to be just going very well.
Yeah, that whole idea of having a downtown presence to be able to have another way for folks to get care that they need today. And then that partnership with our colleagues at Sterling and at Health Finders has really been very helpful. And my belief as an independent medical center, and I say this to my board all the time, is that we can be independent, but we can't be isolationist. So the secret to success for us is cultivating those good partnerships with other people that are also trying to do the work that we're doing. And Sterling and Health Finders have just been great examples of that.
All right. Once again, Steve Underdahl is with us, our guest this morning. Is there anything else going on at the hospital or will be going on this coming fall you'd like to mention?
Well, we're getting ready for getting ready is a kind of a euphemism, but as we get into the fall every year, we start to think about the upper respiratory disease season. So there's a certain, you know, lack of smoothness to how healthcare works. We really do encourage people to get their flu shots. They're becoming available now. And again, year on year, the difference between where lots of sick people are into the to the clinics and the hospital or not, oftentimes the determining factor is how bad was the flu and upper respiratory disease season. So to the degree to which people can take an active hand in their own health care, getting that shot, as much as all of us would like to procrastinate getting the shot, is one of those things that you can really do. So we're really, you know, trying to promote not only to our own team, but also to all of our patients and colleagues that they get their flu shots.
That new formula, they put out a new formula each year. Is that out yet? We're kind of getting into the stage where probably is going to be released.
Yeah, yeah. Okay. And my understanding is that it is.
Okay.
Again, as you know, it always takes some time to understand how much of the current evolution of bug has been anticipated by the new vaccine. Some years better than others, but I think the science is pretty strong that even if it's not 100% or even if it's even in years where it's not as good as other years, it still offers a great amount of protection for people.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. Steve, thank you so much for coming in. We certainly appreciate it. It's always a pleasure talking with you.
Thank you, Jeff.
Steve Underdahl, Northfield Hospital President and CEO.